All right, ladies and gentlemen, we continue. We continue from where we stopped. So I'm going to read first from the Ari. Kol igul ve'igul, every circle and circle, mikol ha'olamot, from every type of world and universe, kulam, all of them, asher betoch ha'chalal, within the empty space, or within the space, kol ha'karov el or en sof, whatever is closer to the endless light, more than his friend, u elyon, is more elevated. And meshubach mechaveroin is better than the one before. Ad shenimtza, until you find out ki ha'olam hazeh ha'artzi ha'chomri, that this universe, this physical universe we're living in, what Rabbi Isaac Luria called it artzi. Artzi mean funny in English, artzi mean like entertainment. But artzi in Hebrew mean eretz, like earthy, like it's so low. Ha'chomri, the physical, the materialistic world, is exactly the middle point of everything. So this world, when we talk about the middle point in Kabbalah, we are actually talking about our globe. If you want to know what is our globe is the middle point of all the malchuyot. So around us, there is many circles. One day, when we have a good telescope or a good spaceship or good something, they're going to discover that there is, it's a ball. So we are, and there is another one, ball, and we are almost inside the other ball. And I know it's, the brain can lose it, but it looks like this. It don't look like line. You understand? I lost you a little bit. Even I'm not supposed to show, but that's what he's saying. Toch kol ha'igulim kulam, it's inside all the other circle. Betoch kol ha'makom, ha'chalal va'avir ha'panui. And where is it? It's within all the empty space and the space that it's empty from everything. So if you ever use bubble from soap, so try to imagine that within that bubble, there is an existent. But whatever happened in this bubble is within the existence of the outside. Agree? I mean, everything is on the outside, the existent. But whoever is inside the bubble don't experience the outside existent. So in a way, raise your consciousness when you think about the big picture is sneaking out from the bubble to see what's really going on inside. Because we live in a bubble. We live in that bubble. So it will help you a little bit to understand. And the Ari continue, וגם הוא מרוחק מן הסף הרחקה גמורה. And that little ball called our world is the largest distance from the endless. יותר מכל העולמות, more than any other thing. Because if you think the endless, try to imagine the endless is around. So whatever is exactly in the middle, the space, you understand me? The space around it is far. For that reason, our universe is Gashmi. Gashmi means physical. Gashmi means materialistic. Because how stupid we are that we believe in physical thing. I mean, why people die? To wake us up, to teach us, there is two parts in our body. Part of our body, part of our existence, is the part that belongs to the middle point, the body. The soul belongs to the end self. The only creation that has two forces that are opposite to one another is a human being. The most beautiful thing exists. If you want to collect something, don't collect gold. Don't collect human. That's more important. Be more human being in your life. Variety of billion of type of people. It's unbelievable if we have the eyes to see so much body that belong to the selfish and so much soul that belong to the end self, to the endless. And two of those forces together. And when people struggle, it's very tough. Because the body is more attracted to where is the test? In the physical world. So where is you think, who's going to win? It's two against one. You are in the physical world with a physical body, with a drop. Like people, when they have a drink, I would say this of Sprite. A splash with a splash of a soul. Splash of a soul. Go make it. Go make it. Go overcome the body. You know how difficult it is? You have the universe, the body, and a little splash of soul. It's like, what do I do? What do I do? So for that reason, it's very physical, say the Ari. In Biot Nekudah Emtzeit, the Tokol Ha'igulim, Ve'aven Zetem. You must understand it very well, because in many, many circles, like onion, in the middle exactly, that's where our universe is. And for that reason, my teacher used to use the example when a person throw a stone into a lake, so the stone creates a vacuum. Wherever the stone touch, that vacuum is our universe. And the circle that stone created is the igulim, is the different igulim, away from the kav, away from the line that I'm throwing to. Yeah. Let's read Rav Ashlag now. Again, this is beautiful to read, and you can enjoy just reading the Ari, you should be very happy. Look at Rav Ashlag right away, slap us in our face 50 times. Kvar yadata, I love when you say kvar yadata. You already know. Inyan karov, shen kan mashmaut shel makom, chas v'shalom. Say, hey, you already know, and I teach you that there is no such a thing as space in Kabbalah. Like, we enjoy ourselves, we have picture, onion, circles, out of space, Eliyahu tell us the body, something, boom, boom. No space, there is no such a thing. Spirituality, wake up. I love Rav Ashlag. Right away, when you start to enjoy the Ari study, you think, oh, I think today I got it. Nope. Don't imagine any space. Rav Ashlag, like, so tough. If you read some of his letter, I will do a lecture from that. All his letter he sent to his student. It sliced like. He answered for the student what they might answer. He gave them the option. You might answer this, and that's the answer for that. You might answer this, I have this for you. You might, and in the end, you cannot say nothing, you know? אלא הפירוש הוא בקרבת הצורה. Please remember, when Rav Isaac Luria, I said Rav Ashlag, right, that it's closer or further, or like where we live, we don't talk about physicality, we talk about קרבת הצורה, which means how it behave. So the endless behave, giving and the physical universe behave receiving. גם ידעת שמאינסוף ברוך הוא עד הנקודה האמצעית יש דלת תחנות של שינוי הצורה. You have to remember, from the endsof, from the endless, till our universe, there is four levels of dimension, like four stages, four phases. The changing the form, changing everything. שאין עשר הספירות של העיגולים, and we call them 10 ספירות of עיגולים, 10 ספירות of circle. שהנקודה האמצעית היא הבחינה דלת אהבה יותר מכולם. So tell us, רבש, like, you have to relate to the study more from a spiritual point of view, that the middle point is more related to the idea of the fourth phase in the igulim, in the circular, that are, this is the strongest desire. Once it's fulfilled before the tzimtzum, it doesn't seem to be a problem. After tzimtzum, it seems to be a problem. And he say, ha'igul ha'rishon, the first circle we call it keter, ובחינת שרת השורש של דלת פקונות הללו, מובן מלאב שעיגול הקטר שהוא עזך ביותר מכולים, רקובה צורת אולי נסף ביותר מכולם. We studied many times, the circle, which is קטר, is the closest circle to the אינסוף, because the אינסוף is surrounding, so קטר is closer. מבחינה א', the first phase is distance from the endless, but closer than second phase. מבחינה ב', עד שהנקודה נמצאת, until the middle point, what we call fourth phase, she is distance, we call it she, מבחינת דלת is a she, is distance more than everything, because it's exactly in the middle. So if something is in the middle, the distance is from everywhere when you talk a circle. And so he said, why don't we raise a doubt? Rav Ashlag said, let's raise a doubt. If you're talking about igulim, if you're talking about circle, there is no up and down. We explain it in a different place. So why you tell me this is up, this is down? I say, no. Rav Isaac Luria is talking after the tzimtzum, when the light starts to come through the line to the igulim. So if it's receiving the light from the line into the igulim, now you see differences between the levels. I repeat it many, many times. אז נסתה בהם מבחינת מעלה ולמטה וכל התכונות הנוגעות בקו. And then למעלה ולמטה, and then up and down was created like it exists within the line. Whatever exists in the line will have to be exist with the circle because the line is down to supplier. So the supplier always affect the one who gets supply from, you know, because this is the effect, cause and effect. Whatever exists in the cause has to be exist in the effect as well. Okay? Now, Mazal Tov, we are in Perek Bet. We are in chapter 2. We finish Perek Aleph. And soon when we finish Perek Bet, Rav Ashlag is doing a repetition for everything we studied so far. So it will be a good time to refresh. You can invite friends as well. I'm going to read again what we're going to do in Perek Bet, what we're going to do in chapter 2. We're going to be more clear on the linear Sfirot, say Rav Ashlag. And it will be 7 subjects, Rav Ashlag said. It's beautiful. Rav Ashlag is telling you exactly what we're going to study. Subject 1, how the 10 Sfirot of Yosher, of linear, came. Second subject, 5 parts of the Neshama of Adam, of human, Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Yechida. 3, the Or Mekif Or Pnimi, surrounding light and inner light, an inner vessel, an external vessel, in the circle and in the linear. 4th subject, light of the Igulim is the Or Nefesh, the Or Yosher or Or Ruach, and the difference between the light that shine in the circular and the light that shine in the linear. 5, if I'm not mistaken, it's initial being Arich Anpin. Arich Anpin, the Igulim, Mir La'aba V'ima, the Igulim, the stages of how the light exactly shine in the circular, and it's coming through something, words we're going to learn called windows, Chalonot, and it's coming from right, left, and center, and whatever it is in the line exists after this in the circle. 6, Adam Kadmon, primordial man, coming from the Ein Sof till the end of the Atzilut, and everything including there, but we're not allowed to study the details. 7, we are never study about the circle, we always study about linear. So this is what we're going to cover. And now, Rabbi Isaac Luria, please. V'ata neva'er. We're in Jerusalem, by the way. New meditation, we're in Jerusalem. V'ata neva'er b'china abet sheyesh b'yud sfirot. We're going to explain now, say the Ari, second understanding of the 10 sfirot. Alo b'chinat or ayosher, kedimyon gimel kavim. When we talk about the linear light, we are talking about it like, imagine 3 columns, like the upper Adam. And through this line, amitpashet b'limala lamata, that come from above to below, that the circular come later, גם הקו הוא מתפשט ביושר ממעלה למטה. Also the line come from above to below. מראש גג העליון. From the roof or the top of the roof of the upper circle. Till the bottom below or in the end of all the circle. From above to below. All of it include 10 ספירות. בסוד צלם אדם ישר. Shadow of a stand-up human. It's a code, we're going to understand. Bal Kovas Kufa. And this includes 248 organs that eventually, of course, come into the shape of the body. And all of it come in 3-column system, include with 10 sfirot, and every sfira and sfira is divided to 10 sfirot till endless amount, how many times it's divided. Okay? That's the Ari, don't worry if you didn't fully understand the words. It condenses. Now Rav Ashlag will take this condensed material, add water to it so we can drink it. Jeno. A keter. The keter shebe'olam o besfira. The keter which in the universe or in any sfira, okay? You can stop me at any time. I'm going to go fast tonight because I want to get to a point that we can do all the repetition. A keter, every universe or any sphira, we call it Gag. Gag mean roof in Hebrew. Gag mean roof. Doto alam on the sphira. So now we learn new words. So when you say the roof of the sphira, you talk about the keter. Why can't you just say keter? Because that's a language. Gag. Amalchut shem kol olam ha-sphira nifkad b'shem karka. The way you say המלכות of that ספירה, you call it קרקה. Not קרקה, קרקה. קרקה. K-A-R-K-A-H-A. קרקה. But you cannot do the A. Only Yemen can do it. קרקה. I could not even do it. קרקה. So, קרקה mean the floor in Hebrew. The floor. The floor before you put flooring in it. Just the dirt, you know, the floor. So now in the malchut of every sphira called karka, or the floor, and the top of every sphira called keter or a gag, meaning roof. Makes sense. Makes sense. והנה העיגול העליון הוא ספירת קטר, והגג של הקטר זה הוא הקטר שבעשר ספירות של הקטר הזה. So when we talk about the first igul, first circle, we know it's related to Keter. It's Keter. First igul is Keter. And the roof of that sphira is the roof of Keter of igulim, and which is, it's the Keter of the ten sphirot. Does it sit well with you? But we call it the roof of Keter of Igulim. Good. Levushe Amochim, the clothing of those light that come down, Mochim mean light or Mochim mean energy. Mochim, like Moach. Moach mean brain. So what is a Moach mean? It's a fulfillment of the skull. So for that reason, Mochim mean fulfillment or light. So it's a way to say light. So in many books of the Ari in the Zohar, they say mochin. You have to understand, mochin mean light or energy more specific. She said the clothing of those mochin, of those, right? Mechunim b'shem tzelem. They have a name for those clothing. They call them tzelem. Tzelem. Tzelem is a similar word to the word tzel. Tzel is shadow. So tzelem is a type of a shadow. I'm trying to understand. How do I explain? Tzelem. Image. We were created in the image of God. So image, actually. So shadow is tzel. Tzelem is image. Yeah. Betzelem Elokim bara oto. God created Adam in his own image. And the word he used is tzelem. So what does that mean? Image. Okay?
When we talk about the linear light, we call it Adam. Again, we're learning a lot of words tonight, so be careful. It's a lot of memory skills. Mitam shebekabel gar balvishim de tzelem v'unyan aroch she'en kan mekomo. So we call it Adam, and we know that the linear now taking the gar, gar mean gimel rishonot, meaning keter chuma bina, is going directly to the line. And how is it coming? In the clothing of tzelem. And this is a long subject that I don't want to go into it, say Rav Ashlag, right now. I will go into it later. It's beautiful. You wanted to say it in Hebrew? V'u'inyan aroch, she'en kan mekobo. It's not the right place to talk about it. Seemed like Rav Ashlag was about to go. Said, okay, we leave it. He felt us. Good. We feel more smart, right? Automatically. Oh my God, I didn't understand it. So there's something connection about me to Rav Ashlag. I feel much better now. Arosh de kol sfira, the head of every sfira, the partzuf. Partzuf means face. Face doesn't mean face. Face means a totality of system. Let's say all the sfirot together, it's called partzuf, complete. Because what is partzuf? Partzuf has eyes, nose, ears, complete. All the sfirot, partzuf. Arosh de kol sfirah partzuf, the head of every sfirah or every partzuf, ugim el sfirot hareshonot keter chuma bina. So when we say the head of every sfirah or the head of every partzuf, we are talking usually about keter chuma bina. And the lower seven, chesed gvurot tiferet netzachot v'yesod malchut, shebechol sfira ha'partzuf, nifchon mibchinat guf shel oto sfira. So the head of every sfira
is Keter Chokhmah Binah. The goof, the body of every Sfira, is the lower seven. Rav Ashlag is just investing time now to teach us new words of Kabbalah. It's a language, you understand it, right? וכשהם בסדר, דיינו אורות דגר, בקלים דגר, ואורות הזאת, בקלים דזאת, אז נפגעת פרצו לבעל סקובה סקופה. Beautiful. When the light are sitting wherever they belong, meaning, the light that's supposed to go into Keter Chokhmah Binah, sitting in Keter Chokhmah Binah, and with the light that's supposed to be sitting in seven, lower seven, so this is called בעל קומה סקופה. When somebody stand straight, like somebody doing Pilates or yoga, spine is perfect, what do you call that? Standing still, what do you call it? Standing tall? No, standing tall, what is it? Koma skufa. I would say koma skufa. Standing straight. Standing straight, so it's called the one who's standing straight in Kabbalah mean that the lights are exactly sitting where they belong. Because sometimes the light are not sitting. Sometimes the light that belong in Malchut sitting in Bina. Fashte, you understand? Kafish, fahameh, yes? Etiendo, mevinim. Yes? It's a code, guys. We're teaching you a language tonight. It's a lot of words. Baal koma zekufa, standing straight. That's mean? What? What does that mean? In Kabbalah, that the lights are sitting exactly within the vessel that belong to. That means standing straight. We didn't get yet to bending. That's only for married men, that section. No? Okay, so we're going to go forward with that. ואם אמנם אורות דגוף נמצאים בכלים דגר. But if the light that's supposed to go to the lower seven are sitting where? They're sitting in the head. So the light that belongs to the lower seven are sitting only till here in the Keter Chokhmah Binah. ולא האורות המיוחסים להם, and they're not where they belong, אז אותו הפרצוף נבחן שאין לו קומה סקופה. So that, we call it, without קומה סקופה, without standing straight. משום שבחינת הראש, אינה חשובה יותר מבחינת הגוף, היות שאפילו בראש, משמשים רק בחינות האורות הגוף. זה נקרא, הרכנת הראש. We call it bowing the head. So it's a code. רב אשלג want us to get used to not doing physical picture and to understand it's a code that we need to learn what it means. So arkanat arosh or lowering the head like this, meaning that the light that are much lower are sitting in the place which is much higher. Just give you a hint so you have something because I know what's come next. If I pour water into the cup, the water will touch where first? The upper, not the lower. But there is nothing to hold it, so it has to fall to the bottom. So try to think, the light that belongs to the bottom has to go through the up. But it's if you will freeze it with a camera, you see the water here. So now the water, which is fulfilling the bottom, are fulfilling the top. So that's called koma, like this. Sherosh imagufu bematriga achat. So in that level, there is no difference between the head and the body. Because the body is actually receiving nothing, and the head receiving the light that belongs to the body. So they are kind of equal, so that's why the head going toward, it's funny, the baby, in the fetus baby, the head is like that, you know, like a pretzel. And that's why if you look in the creation, you can find on YouTube, the brain and the heart are actually one part. And then, it's separate. One become heart, one become brain. And you can read it on the palm. Sorry, I didn't finish all the course. I promised to finish palm and face reading, but I will. So you can read it on the palm if the brain and the heart didn't separate well.
The brain forms first, right? Brain. It's the fetus, yeah.
I don't think I know what brain, what heart. Because how do I know that what left here is the brain and what took is the heart? Don't know. If you want to see what form first, it's the spine. That's what they show you. Very interesting. And spine in Kabbalah is yesod. Spine is not tiferet, it's yesod. Spine is going all the way to yesod, like this. It's very interesting. The foundation of the building is yesod. Yeah. But I'm not a doctor, so I can't tell you what yes, what no. Next lecture I'm going to give in front of doctors, I have to study that. Because they ask me those kind of questions. And I say what they say, but they want to know. And right now, thank God, a lot of doctors are looking for spirituality. It's a different time now. Something is going on. I don't know what's happening. People are searching. People want to know. People want to be more transparent. People want to talk. People want to be together. Not through religion. People are scared of religion. Lately, you know, I hear idea people, I mean, I'm so blessed that people hire me to help them with their business, but the idea that they tell me, I mean, genius people, I mean, God bless them. They come up with idea I could never think about. But all the idea that I hear from business people lately is how to do things together. It's a new thing. All about how do we form a community to do that. But it's not about religion or spirituality. It's about let's gather together. Let's create a tribe. It's funny because we come from a tribe in the beginning. I don't know if you know that, but if you don't know it, you should go to Rome or to other places. You see in the museum, every family used to have like a shield with their name on it. So it was, first it was few people, then it became a tribe. You gather a family from Pico, you say, hey, Pico, we have our own thing here. You want to join? I'm Westwood, I'm with the other king. You know, sorry. Okay, but then sometimes you move, then there is war, what's the border? But that's how it used to be, tribe. And we're coming back to it. People looking for a tribe. It's a very interesting. People don't longer looking. The next generation, I talk about the one who's 16 and 15, they start talking about unity. They don't understand war. They don't understand the reason for bloodshed. They have no idea why we're fighting. They're looking at it like weird. Just leave. Just go to another place. Stop fighting. You know, they can't. They just can't accept it. The new generation is a very different. I think those kids, you know, was 14 to 15 to 16, those kids came to do something different. They look at the world a bit different. You know, for us, I think, for me, for my parents, it was more survival. How can I survive this physical universe? So we become mean sometimes, not because we mean, because we are afraid. So because we're so afraid, we become mean. Because nobody is mean. You're just afraid, so you become mean to protect yourself. Yeah. Yeah, but you know, it's like a tiger. Tiger will have food and leave me alone. But once you tiger, somebody attack the baby, become mean. It's not mean, it's just to protect himself. He's afraid. People only can become mean when they're afraid. All people who are mean are full of fear. There's no such a thing as people born mean. They're fear. So the fear give birth to being mean. Why you are so mean? Why? Because you're afraid. If it's somebody take advantage of you, take your money, take this. Once you're so secure, why you become mean, you know? So anyway, so that's when the head go down, we shift away to a whole new subject, but it's okay. Now, so it say that it's created 248 organ, and we know that we have 248 organ for a man. For a woman, I think it's 252, okay? 248 organ for a man. If you're part of the Me Too campaign and you understand what happened here, what about women, what's going on? Well, I mean, I can just quiet it by saying, well, Adam created Eve. I mean, after you took part of peace, and that's what happened to you. You become 252. But, and he was 248, so they took a few pieces more. Okay? It's convincing you? No, but it's okay. So, but if you take Ramach, Evarim, okay, but he say it's 248 organ that relate to chesed, relate to mercy, chesed. Now how is that relate to chesed? So if we take Abraham, how much we got? Anybody can count with me? 1 plus 2 plus 200 plus 5 plus 40. 248? We got it. So 248 is Abraham, I had a feeling, which is related to Chesed, which is the chariot of Chesed. So for that reason, a person is sitting in his mother's womb. How do we say womb? Rechem. Huh? Womb. Womb. Israeli, I cannot womb. I can't breathe. Womb. So rechem, rechem is the same letter as ramach. Same word, the same letter as 248 is rechem, the womb. So the womb that a woman carried the baby, she building the all organs of the child. Beautiful, no? And she does it with chesed. It's so beautiful. And her period turned into milk. The red turned into mercy. The gevurot, the gevurah, this is already in chapter 5 and 6 when we talk about the milk of the mother. You will understand how human being created. Then we go in physical. You'll be mind-blowing. Not even quantum physics even get there.
Yeah.
Okay. And also this I will explain later, say Rav Ashlag. I don't want to go in there. So beautiful. So that's Rav Ashlag on the Ari. Now, the Ari continue. In the lower human, there is five types of light. We call those light nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, v'yechida. Guys, you have to remember those names. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, v'yechida. I repeat. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, v'yechida. Five levels of light. V'em ei ma'alot zon lemala mizon. And one is above the other. V'usod ei pa'amim barki nafshi et. כנזכר במסכת ברכות, דף יוד, עמוד א', שהם כנגד אי בחינות שיש לנשמה. So there is a blessing from תהילים, כל ברכי נפשי, and it's also mentioned in the Talmud and ברכות, in page 10, section A. All of it has to do with the five aspects of the soul, or five aspects of fulfillment of light. So when you talk about the vessel, okay, you talk about the desire, you talk about phases. When you talk about fulfilling them, you said either nefesh, either ruach, either neshama, either chaya, either yechida. So the fulfillment, you're always related to the name of the soul. Yes, fashtei, kafish, fahme, understand? Good. Etiendo. En lecha ma'ut bekol ha'olamot. En ba'olamot ha'elyonim ven ba'olam hazeh shelo tihyena nifchon bo esar sfirot. There is nothing in the upper level, and there is nothing in the lower level, even in this physical universe, Rav Ashlag, that doesn't have 10 sefirot. So if you want to know the universal language of this universe is 10 sefirot. Everything is built from 10 sefirot. Everything around you is based on 10 sefirot. The whole universe talk in the language of 10 sefirot. The whole operation is 10 sefirot. The whole physics is 10 sefirot. Everything is just one thing, 10 sefirot. When we are becoming tzaddikim, we will see everything is 10 sefirot. There's nothing going on here. Everything is 10 sefirot, everything. You talk is 10 sefirot. Conversation, 10 sefirot. How long it taking you? 10 sefirot. It's a mind-blowing. Almost like the Matrix, when you realize it's all language. One day somebody will make a movie, it's all 10 sefirot. Somebody tried to do it. I met him. Good guy from Brooklyn. The movie, I can tell you to watch the movie. I think it will blow your mind. I told him what I thought before he released it, but he released it. I'm sorry if he listened to me. It's called Pi. You saw it? Black and white. You saw the movie? You saw it? That's exactly 20 years ago. So he was doing the Pi 2. I told him, let me help you. What exactly? You know? But people like it. It was packed. He invited me to the, what do you call it, premiere. And I was sitting and taking note. You know? It actually make people like going like, wow, Kabbalah. It was good. But, yeah. Anyway, so everything is 10 sefirot. שאין דלת הבחינות הנודעות ושושן. It's all the four phases and the roots. וזה מה שאומרים שגם באדם התחתון שבעולם הזה, that's what it's written, that also in this human being in this world, נמצאות בו גם כן אי בחינות וכו'. In the human being, even here in the most physical universe, the most dirty universe, has five level of נשמה, נפש, רוח, נשמה, חיה ויחידה. I know it sounds crazy, sometimes we feel so dirty, sometimes we feel so unspiritual. How can it in me can be something like that? But if you think about it like this, that you are not that great even to make anything dirty. Because we are like dust in the wind. Little dust in the wind. What is the value of dust in the wind? Little, you know, this one little dust in the wind. What's the value of that? Can you imagine the dust, wake up in the morning, do modeani, put the tefillin, and say, I think I didn't behave good today. What is this? What is going on? You understand how far we are? So the ego to say I'm not good enough, I think I did better, I think I did well, you are part of the universe, of the divine, of God, of the answer. Now, הכלים שבעשר ספירות, the vessel within the 10 ספירות, נקראים כתר חוכמה בינה זרע על פי מלכות. Now, if you want to know the name of the vessels of the 10 ספירות, we call them כתר חוכמה בינה זרע על פי מלכות. Five of them. Five. Even there is 10, five. Because the Eran Pin has six. The Eran Pin has six. So it's 10, but it's actually five. That's why in your finger you have how many? You have five. Now you know how the human is exactly look, exactly as the creation of God. Nothing is better looking than the human being in a creation of God. Human being carry everything. 10 Sfirot, 5 Sfirot, this is Keter, this is Malchut. So beautiful. And Malchut is Mercury. Those of you who study palm reading, Mercury. Mercury is the one that goes fast. Related to Gemini, Virgo. It's like endless amount of information in a human body. Endless. I'm excited. And the light that's going inside those vessels, we call them Yechida Chaya Neshama Ruach Nefesh. It's called first Yechida, Chaya, okay? Neshama, Ruach, and Nefesh. She'or ha-Yechida, the Or ha-Yechida mitlabesh bekli de keter. The Or ha-Yechida, supposed to, I use the word supposed to, even Rav Ashlag doesn't say this supposed to, I'm saying supposed to, She'or ha-Yechida mitlabesh bekli de keter, is dressing with a vessel of keter. Or Achaya mitlabesh, the Or Achaya, the level of Chaya, mitlabesh clothing with the Kli of Chochmah. Or Kli bin vessels, even. Or Aneshama bekli de Bina. The Or Aneshama, the light of the Neshama, is dressing with the vessel called Bina. Or Aruach, light of Ruach, is dressing with the vessel of the Eranpin. The Or Anefesh, and the light of Nefesh is dressing with the vessel of Malchut. And please remember, Sir Rav Ashlag, Yadata, Shevchan HaMadrigot Hu Alpi HaZakut V'Aviyut Shebahem. The difference between levels has to do with the clearance or the thickness of the levels. And whatever you call elevated, it means it's more clear, it's more pure to whatever you say below. So whatever you go below has more desire, whatever you go up, no desire. Well, no desire is more clear. Because something has desire become thick. Something has no desire become clear. Kafish? Good. So from now on, when I say orot, when I say lights, you have to think about five words, but in Kabbalists usually say it in initial. And please remember those initial. It's called Naran Chai. Naran Chai. Naran Chai is Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. Naran Chai. So Kabbalists don't talk like Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, blah, blah. They just show that. Naran Chai. So when the Kabbalists talk to Kabbalists, usually, yeah, when Naran Chai going into Kachab, Kachab in Ketoch Mabina, everything is short, you understand? And whatever it's called, Onahi, Onahim, which is Noetzachod Yesod Malchut. You understand? They talk in those codes to show where it's going. And once you are into the study, you can stop. So you just keep going. Good. Continue from the Hari. V'hineh b'chinat hayu tzfirot ha'igulim. The circular sfirot, or the 10 circle of sfirot, yesh bahem kol ha'b'chinot anal. They have a perfect of everything, lights and vessels. V'ha'or nechlak le'or pnimi ve'or mekif. But the light is divided to inner light and surrounding light. What I'm injecting into your brain tonight, guys, if you can sleep after that, God bless you. The kli nechlak ritzoni v'pnimi. and the vessel divided to external vessel and inner vessel. וכן בחינת יו צפירות ביושר, and the 10 ספירות of the linear ספירות, they are in a shape or ציור on a drawing of Adam, Adam, human, יש בו כל הבחינות האלו בעצמם גם כן. And a human has all of it in one shape. How important it is to respect and appreciate human. How desperate you are. And to get, and I put a few videos on YouTube now about business. And people ask me, what is a billionaire? So a billionaire is a desperate person for money. You have a desperation and you don't. Even if you have a billion, you're not a billionaire. Desperation. Never stop. Somebody want to get married, they get married. Somebody want to have children, they have children. What is that? There's no desire that not going to get fulfilled. It's written. We study. No desire that don't get fulfilled. But once the desires get fulfilled with bamba, and, I don't know what you put in the vessel, you know, all that kind of nonsense. And of course, what are you going to have? Pinocchio going to come visit you and knock on the door. What are you going to have? Because you have half of desire. So for that reason, we need to remember that. It's a intent now. עניין התחלקות הרוחני ומסיבת שינוי הצורה שנתחששה. Why is the light? It's a light. Light never change. Why? Ravashlag is raising a question without question mark. Why the Ari said that the light has been divided? Light can never be divided. Ravashlag have a difficult time with that. So he bring it strong here. So you have to remember. I love how Ravashlag defend the Ari because he said that that's what the Ari meant. You can tell he was his reincarnation. Like he can't take it. So what he meant. And I'm reading now his first book that he tried to translate the Ari, I have it upstairs. Because before that work, he did another book. Very difficult, but fun to read. Very difficult. So after he finished it, can you imagine he finished two big books? It looked like that, the book, old. And then he saw people don't grasp it. So he went and he created this book. So much disappointment. So much things that not working. Can you have so much desire like Rav Ashlag? That you are actually, it's not working and you continue? How can you, when do you find power to continue and nothing work, nothing? Unbelievable, Rav Ashlag. Every time you go to his grave, like to appreciate, it's not about just the book. Right? The power of not giving up is Rav Ashlag. You know, he wrote, he had the disease when he cannot move the finger very well. It's not Parkinson, the other thing. Arthritis, yeah. But he couldn't hold the pen. So he makes somebody put a pen and said, please leave the room. And somebody, I heard the story when I was young, but I didn't know it was him. He put it on the paper and the hand started writing by itself. He never rests. You know, when people give him tzedakah, money, because he's a rabbi. So he told his wife to use the money for ink and paper immediately. She asked him why. He said, because it might turn into idol worshiping. We believe that that money gave us food for Shabbat. I don't want to believe in it. It's crazy. It's crazy. Like how far the person was so pure because he knew he's a channel of something like that. It's not like people like us. I mean, what am I doing? I'm just translating from Hebrew to English. What am I doing? Hey, but he is the pure. So he say, how can you say the light split? כל העליון מחברו היינו שהוא זך מחברו, כל התוכל מחברו פרושו שהוא יותר מחברו. So like before he say, whatever is elevated, it means it's more clear, and whatever is below, it means it's more thick and more desire. כי בשינוי צורה של אביות זו, נפרד ויצא מחברו ונעשה תחתון ממנו ונודע. Whenever something becomes thicker, that's why it becomes separate from what it happened before. ונודע שהאורות מושפעים מכל עליון לתחתון ממנו. And you need to know that light that going to through something, has to be mushpa, has to be influenced by that. משום זה מוכרח לתחתון לקבל השווה מבחינה יותר עליונה, ויותר זקה בו שבו. For that reason, the lower, don't take it for granted, even we understand it from physics point of view, the lower can only receive all the influence from something above it. So we understand it from gravity point of view. If you are lower, you have to receive something from something higher. From gravity point of view, then go to Newton. What do we do without Newton? We would never know that the apple can fall on the head, right?
after Newton, now we know. Wow, can form. Great discovery. So anyway, so the idea of pouring from above to below, it's happening in spirituality too. But in spirituality is not for that reason of gravity, because there is no gravity in spirituality, so your brain should not understand it from that point of view, says Rav Ashlag. You need to understand it because the upper is Zach, the upper is more clear, so the clearer is always give to something which is thicker. The less desire always has to give to the more desire. והעליון נותן לו השפע רק מבחינה יותר תחתונה, ויותר אהבה שיש בו. And the upper always will give to the lowest level of the one below, which is called אהבה, thick. שעל דרך זה משתווה צורת העול הבא מהעליון לצורת הכלי, שיש בכלל כי הבחינה יותר אהבה וגסה שבעליון, יש לה השתוות לבחינה דקה וזקה יותר שבתחתון. Very profound here. The translation, I will do my best. It says like this. Through that way, there is affinity. Affinity become the same. Tzurat ha'or haba'a me'elyon, the light that coming from above, to the shape of the vessel or the receiver in the lower level, because the aspect which is more rough, which is more thick in the upper, has affinity with the aspect which is more clear in the lower. Did I lost you? Okay. The upper and the lower. Within the upper, there is the upper of the upper and the lower of the lower. With the lower, there is the upper of the lower and the lower of the lower. So it say, when you are talking about the light that coming from above to below, the lower part of the upper have an affinity with the upper part of the lower. You got it? For us, it's clear because of gravity. But Rav Ashlag don't want us to understand it from gravity point of view. He wants us to understand it from spiritual point of view. I give you a simple example now. If I teach, sometimes you see new people coming in, what I do, you see the whole lecture change. I start shifting the old gear and I'm talking very different than what I'm talking to you right now. Why? I'm create affinity between what I know and what I teach to them. So I'm relating. I don't want to say lowering because it sounds not nice, but I'm relating to where they, what level they are and bringing it down to them. That's the art. So when I check people who do public speaking or teacher and this, I'm not checking how much they know and what they teach. It's how they relate to the room, how they relate to the people, like who is in the room. You look, okay, I see somebody who cannot understand, I'm teaching the class in their level. So they teach it in the level which is the easiest for everybody, especially for that person, and then elevate that person, and then teaching another level. That's the art, okay? ונמצא שהתחתון אינו יכול לקבל את כל האור, שאר לקבל. So from here we learn mathematically that the lower cannot receive all the light that belong to him. Why? אלא רק חלק קטן מאוד, only a small piece. דיינו, רק עד כמה שהכלי היותר זך שבו יכול לקבל ושאר הבחינות שבו שאינם זה כל כך יכול להישאר בלי האור. So now, only the upper part of the lower vessel receiving and the rest of the vessel is empty because there is no שייכות. There is no affinity, there is no relationship. מוכרחות להישאר בלי האור. So that's why everything else stay empty with no light. משום שינוי צורתן כלפי העליונה משפיע להם. Because they have nothing to do with the upper. The upper is so pure, it's nothing to do with the lower of the lower. There's no affinity. לפיכך, for that reason, נבחן כאן שהאור השייך לתחתון, so beautiful, it took him a long time to teach us something so powerful. For that reason, the light that belonged to the lower is divided to two pieces. You remember what was the first question, or you lost me already? 20 minutes ago I said, Rav Ashlag is saying, why is the light split to two? Are you with me still, remember?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. אחד, היא השיעור הקטן של האור שמקבל מהעליון בתוך הכלי היותר עליון שבו. So one aspect of the light is what it receives in the upper part of the lower vessel, but it's a very small part, tiny.
And we call that light, what do we call that light? Or penimi, inner light. Now you know the name. Inner light. So from now on, when we say or penimi, inner light, is very small amount of light that's coming from above and sitting on the less desired part of the receiver. Shebatachton. Abet, he calls you aura shach lebchinot. What happened with the rest of the light? What happened with the rest of the light? We only give the first aspect. There is four, there is three more phases that didn't receive anything. What happened to that light? לא יכלו לקבל משום שלא נתרם את העליון. They cannot receive because they're very different. כל השיעור הזה נפרש שנשאר בעליון. All of it is still within the upper. ולא ירד לתחתון. It never went down. What do we call that light that never went down? Or מקיף. Surrounding light. Now you know what surrounding light mean. Surrounding light is the light that is potentially belong to you, but it didn't arrive yet. What is the one thing that you do for men to get or mekif? Talit. For that reason, only a woman can buy the talit if he's married to the man. That's why Ashkenazi don't wear talit until they marry. Sephardic wear talit after the 13. That's two opinion. You know, Sephardic wear talit after the 13 because the child now have ruach. He received one aspect. So they want to show that he grows, so he put talit now. Ashkenazi don't wear talit until the person is married. So that's why you don't see in Ashkenazi shul, if you see young people, they don't have talit, you know they don't marry. You don't have to look for the ring for all the girls who are looking to get married. Not talit, single is good. You know? Go to Ashkenazi shul, you right away know what's going on. Or they run out of talitot, then you have a problem. If they run out of talit. But the talit is the or mekif. Now you know what or mekif, where do you put it? You put it on above your head, put it here, because the or mekif is all the light that not yet. Then when we dance in the Simchat Torah, say or mekif. What is that or mekif? People think because it's in circular light. No, it's because there is a light that belongs to you but cannot sit with you. It might come in Nisan, might come in Pesach, but what you did in the Sukkot, you create enough or mekif that will visit you later. Depends on your behavior. Did you give sandwiches on Pico and meet some angels? You have your mekif, you know? That's it. That's your mekif, you know? I teach yesterday people about giving charity to people you never met. So when you give the sandwich, you have always to say it, it's not for me, it's people who give it. So you become the messenger of that sandwiches. And the one who never meet the people who receive from them that charity is the highest level. I just studied from the Ari yesterday. Highest level. And they're allowed to ask anything they want that block in their life. It's unbelievable. So yesterday I came home, my wife seemed like this. I said, I'm so jealous. So no, I know somebody who does that, but he does it so profound. He doesn't want to know. He trusts so much. He said, I don't want to know what the money go to. Here, don't tell me. He said, no, man, don't tell me. So why? He read it. He read it too. So, yeah, I'm doing it. That's it. I don't want to see the face of the person who received it. And that's how you receive Ruach HaKodesh. That's how you receive psychic ability, everything you're allowed to ask for marriage, for health, for everything. It's so powerful. And when you give it to the poor, and the poor don't want it, and the reason we give bread, because if it's Eliyahu HaNavi, if it's Elisha the prophet, it says that you're supposed to give him bread and water. Maybe we should add a bottle of water. You're supposed to give bread and water. If you don't know if it's Eliyahu HaNavi. So I always, my kids are trained very well. If there is a poor man who asks for money and we give him money, they say, I don't want money, I want food. I said, urgently, get me out of the office now. Because then I will bring him, I will not let him leave. I said, what do you want? Here's bread and water. Don't leave before your blessing, all of us here. I think I met Elisha the prophet 3 times in my life with bread and water. One time I was singing, it was a Leffert in Queens. So everybody knew that I'm fanatic about those kind of things, tzedakah. So somebody, a beggar, stop in front of my apartment and scream, I want charity, I want charity. I said, 1 second, let me get you some money. I don't need your money, I want food. So when my friend next to me saw me, I get dressed, I chase the guy. So, hey, you're not going anywhere. Not going, let me make you some soup. Come in, I said, no. But sometimes I chase it too much myself to look for the person that I invite the person that from Thursday morning till Sunday night until you realize it wasn't Elisha the prophet. It was very funny. It was a joke that was going around my back for 10 years. Eliyahu with Eliyahu Hanavi. You always make fun of me because, yeah. But I met him before I went to the embassy in Argentina. Yeah. I met him, similar story to Michel. I want to give him, I don't want that. Then I said, can I give you food and you bless it? He said, of course. He received it. It was in the middle of nowhere, between Uruguay, between Montevideo to Punta del Este, nowhere, dark, no light. I gave him that, and or whatever. I said, please bless on it on Shabbat. It was Friday morning. So I put it in the car, the old bagels, closed the car, at Volkswagen 1973. It's very old. Beetle, and I come to turn. That's why I look at you at the story, and he was gone. And I start crying, start shaking. And 2 days after, it's when the explosion happened. When very, very shocking, very shocking. It was just before Purim, so he saved my life. I didn't save his. He was a poor man in the street. So, and another time happened something in New York, 666 Fifth Avenue. I even remember the address. Something happened. It's very personal. I cannot tell you, but. It's very profound, very profound. Anyway, so it says, Or Mekif, Likar can be Or Mekif al HaTachton. Why do we call it Mekif? Why do we call it surrounding light? Because it's surrounding the lower, and it's shining on it from far, but it's not yet dressed with it. Ela Shehu Ara Merachok U'Mo'etet. It's a strong light, but it's very small light compared to the observer, which is the receiver. V'Inyan Ara Chok Azu Mesugal Lezaker B'Chinot Ha'Avyut Shebatachton. And that light, it's clear the thickness within the receiver and make it eventually available for that light to become Or Pnimi as well. Got it? That light, which called surrounding light, which is a strong light from far, is slowly, slowly knocking down on heaven's door, if you want, and slowly, slowly making that receiver more clear so he can receive even that light called Or Mekif. We need pressure, right? Until there is affinity between the lowest level of the receiver to the upper, and then it receives all the light. We call that in Kabbalah Seir Avashlag, Knisat HaMekifim, the inter of the surrounder. The inter of the surrounder. That the surrounding light are now dressed within the lower vessel. That all of those light become purified and become inner light. Guys, let me tell you, we did so much. It's unbelievable. Can't believe it. God bless you people. You have a good night.